1 Timothy chapter 6. Those who are under the yoke of slavery should consider their own masters worthy of respect, so that the name of God and our teaching is not slandered. And those who have believing masters should not despise them, because they are brethren. Dire note on 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 2. This teaching about slaves can and should be applied to those who are employed in any manner in the secular world, having superiors over them. End of dire note. Instead, let them serve their masters, because those who are benefited are believing and loved by God. Teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches something different, refusing to agree with sound words, even the words of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and to the teaching which is according to reverence towards God, this shows that he is full of himself, lacks understanding, has an unhealthy interest in controversies, and likes to debate about the meaning of words. Such a person is the cause of envy, arguments, and accusations, and suspects others of evil motives. These useless contentions come from men whose minds are warped and who are devoid of the truth, who even suppose that to accumulate wealth is a sign of godliness. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, neither can we carry anything out of it. Therefore, if we have food and clothing, we will be content. But those who make up their mind to be rich fall into many difficulties and a trap by following many foolish and harmful desires which drown men in losses and destruction. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some, by reaching after it, have been led astray from the faith and have pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, a life which reflects reverence for God, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of the faith. Lay hold on the eternal life of God, to which you were called, and concerning which you agreed to live out that which you profess to believe in front of many witnesses. I charge you before God, who gives life to all things, and before the Anointed One, Jesus, whose behavior before Pontius Pilate was acknowledged to be a faithful testimony of the character of God, that you keep this instruction without spot and without reproach until the appearing of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One. This is he who, at the proper time, will reveal in himself the Father, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no one has ever seen nor can see, to whom be honor and eternal power. Amen. Charge those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, nor to put their confidence in riches which are undependable, but in God who gives us richly all things to enjoy. Charge them to do good, so that they may be rich in good works, being ready to share with others and willing to be generous, thus storing up for themselves a good foundation for the future, so that they may lay hold on the life of God. O Timothy, guard that which has been deposited in you. Avoid fruitless arguments with those of opposing views, especially those based on so-called knowledge, which some claiming to have entered into error concerning the faith. Grace be with you. This is the end of 1 Timothy chapter 6, and it is also the end of the book of 1 Timothy.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.